This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Bacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Let's do it. It's time. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the USA Radio Network. This show is called Raw and Unfiltered, and your host is the one and only Wayne Allen Root. And set your watch, because in 60 minutes, he will arrive. For the first 60, I, Lee Elsie, get a chance to hang out with you every Tuesday and Thursday on all the great radio stations across the entire country. I get a chance to warm you up for Wayne when he gets here again at the top of next hour. Chris down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons like a spaceship, making it go from coast to coast. So there are so many different things and different places I could start here this afternoon slash evening, depending upon where you are. We had multiple hearings happening today, but I'm going to pass on that for now. I want to chat about something where the Supreme Court will decide on whether or not police can actually enter your home to seize your guns without a warrant. This is happening, and this could be a huge deal. Now, we just had the Supreme Court weigh in on the voting, which didn't come out in our favor, didn't come out in Trump's favor, but this may even be more important than that, considering how important that is. I think you need to take notice. So the Fourth Amendment, the right against warrantless searches of a person's home, is a pillar of Americans' constitutional liberties. It is a must. Before a police officer or any government official, for that matter, can enter your home, they must show a judge that they have actual probable cause that they'll discover specific evidence of a crime inside. There are some limited exceptions to this right. There is an exigent circumstances exception. So if a police officer, for example, is looking through a home's window and sees a person about to stab another person, that officer can burst into the front door and prevent the attack. There's also the emergency aid exception. If the officer looked through that same window and saw the resident collapsing from an apparent heart attack, the officer could run into the house and administer aid. Now, neither of these cases technically violates the Fourth Amendment, and few would argue that it should be otherwise, right? However, there is a broader cousin to these amendments called the community caretaking exception, and it originally derives from a case in which a police took out a gun out of a trunk of an impounded vehicle without first obtaining a warrant. The Supreme Court held that there is a community caretaking exception to the Fourth Amendment requirement as far as police who perform a community caretaking function, totally divorced from detection, investigation, or acquisition of evidence relating to the violation of a criminal statute. So in other words, if they feel as though the community at large is in jeopardy, they can act. Unlike the first two exceptions, this exception is not limited to immediate emergencies. So in the Supreme Court case just described, there was only one general concern that vandals might eventually break into the impounded car and steal any weapon that were in the trunk. So the community care exception is far broader than the other two. And a lot of what I'm sharing with you comes from Evan Gertzum, a Forbes magazine contributor. I found his column about this very interesting. So you've got a case like that
that impounded car, which opens up this Pandora's box. So all three exceptions allow a warrantless search so long as the police officer acted reasonably. And that's one of the easiest constitutional standards to meet. And it's significantly lower than probable cause, which actually requires a warrant. So as long as an officer might reasonably think that a warrantless search will alleviate a danger to the community, the search is considered constitutional. Now, I feel as though, depending upon what court you're in, this could have huge effects. I mean, think about it. You could be stopping cars left and right for, I don't know, unscrupulous-looking characters, I would think, or maybe not. It's a gray area. So there's a vigorous debate about whether the community care exception can apply to somebody's home as well as their car. So vehicles have always had less Fourth Amendment protection than folks' homes. So it's considered much more difficult to get that to pass for somebody's house than it would be for somebody's car. And this brings us to why I brought this up tonight. The court has just announced that it will hear arguments next month on a case that presents the issue Coniglia versus Strom. In this case, Coniglia was arguing with his wife and melodramatically put an unloaded gun on the table and said, "Shoot me now and get it over with." His wife called a non-emergency number for the police, who arrived shortly thereafter. The police disagreed about whether Mr. Coniglia was acting normal or agitated, but they convinced him to take the ambulance to the local hospital for evaluation. The police did not accompany him. Now, on the way to the hospital, Mrs. Coniglia told the police that her husband kept two handguns in the home. The police decided to search his home for the guns without obtaining a warrant. Mrs. Coniglia's consent to have the police search their home was legally negated because the police untruthfully told her that her husband had consented to the seizure of any guns. The police located and seized the guns. Mr. Coniglia sued for the violation of his Fourth Amendment right to privacy and his Second Amendment right to keep handguns in his home for self-protection. The First Circuit Court of Appeals, which is the federal court just below the Supreme Court, sided with the police. The court wrote, "At its core, the community caretaking doctrine is designed to give police elbow room to take appropriate action when unforeseen circumstances present some transient hazard that requires immediate attention." So the cops lied, and they still got away with this one. So unlike exigent circumstances and emergency aid exception, the community caretaking exception is not limited to circumstances where there is no time to apply for a warrant. The question of what sort of caretaking falls under this exception is vague. Will the police be able to use it, for example, to conduct warrantless searches of political protesters' homes to make sure they aren't planning a violent attack at the next political rally? So you see what this does. It opens up a real case of ugly worms. So the Supreme Court is going to take a very close look at that case, and there's a good chance they'll overrule the lower court's decision, which would be good for everybody out there who believes strongly not only in the Fourth Amendment, but the Second Amendment. There is a new bill, by the way, circulating in Congress. Leftists have made it clear they believe only the government should have guns. The new proposed bill in Congress would be a huge step towards making this a reality. It was submitted in January by Sheila Jackson. I might have actually talked about this. But it's Registering Act H.R. 127 would, according to one observer in Washington, essentially end your Second Amendment rights permanently. H.R. 127 establishes a federal firearms registration system that will be accessible by federal, state, and local governments, including the military. The system will track the make, model, and serial number of all firearms, their owners, the dates in which they were acquired, so the government will know where every gun is. There are also cases where there are communities that have printed, once they get this information, if it's leaked out, they can be printed. It can be printed, let's say, in the newspaper. And this actually happened It happened in 2013 in New York, where they printed the names and addresses of registered handgun owners. So you might think that, oh, well, that makes them unsafe because people know where the gun... No, it makes everybody else unsafe. If you print the addresses and names of handgun owners, what, you think a criminal can't get that? Someone who's going to break into a house now who knows who has guns and who doesn't. It's insane. It also, of course, makes it easier down the road for the government to actually confiscate your weapons. Not an impossibility, guys. I used to think that this was pie-in-the-sky lefty dreams. But they're in control now. They run the show. Now, I think this piece of legislation will fall flat. But this isn't the last time that they're going to come after your guns. It's not the last time. And they're going to make it harder for you to get them. They're going to make it more difficult for you to keep them. They're going to raise the price on all this stuff. They're going to raise the price on your ammunition. They're going to make it a lot more difficult for you to be able to bask, if you will, in your Second Amendment rights and be a lawful, legal gun owner. And I'm sure by now you know that Biden has called for a ban on assault weapons. Again, the 30th anniversary of the Parkland school shooting. He's actually calling for the Congress to ban assault weapons and pass other gun regulations. So he's ready to sign whatever they pass. So that's coming as well. All right, just a little bit about guns and firearms and Second Amendment and the Fourth Amendment here to start the program off. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Sponsor Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Checkin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free one-ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allen Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. This is John and Chelsea Jubilee. Women, this message is for you. It's February. What is February? Valentine's Day. What does Valentine's Day represent? Love. Are you tired of looking at your husband and wondering where he went? Your husband may be on the couch eating potato chips and is not the man you married. Well, this month, we have a buy one, get one free special.
That's right, ladies. So can I encourage you, step up to the plate. That's right. Step up to the plate. Nothing is inspiring to a man as when he sees his wife taking a first step to get herself in great shape and to get healthy. You can get your husband totally totally medication-free and in the best shape of his life, call us today
at 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Or join us on EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
This is the USA Radio Network. Wayne Allyn Root will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. You can always email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Supreme Court is going to allow the release of the highly guarded Donald Trump tax returns. What will we find? God, he's a businessman, a potential billionaire. Although now there's some question as to how much money he's worth. So what? So if he's not worth $10 billion or $8 billion or $6 billion, if he's worth $100 million, who cares about any of that? So we'll find out. Release him. I've been honest from the beginning. Release him. If you've got nothing to hide, release them. They're going to nitpick at you anyway. They're going to try to shoot things down. So release them. Let the chips fall where they may. And if you had dealings with Russia years ago and you borrowed money to build buildings, so what? I don't see where that is anything negative. For God's sake, the guy put more restrictions on Russia during his time in office than any other president in history. And nobody wants to say that. Nobody wants to admit to that. It's always Russia, 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 and it's BS, Steele dossier, which was paid for by Hillary Clinton, is the guiding light, the document, the parchment, where they actually got all this information, this bogus information from, and try to blow it out of the water and blow it up and blow it out of proportion. And they did. And they did. So, listen, release the taxes, and let's see what's on. By the way, voters now believe Joe Biden is a puppet of the far left. I've been saying this for 4 months, that once he gets into office, he will have little to do with any of the governing that's going on. He is a absolute puppet. The latest Rasmussen poll says 82% of Republicans agree he's being controlled completely by the far left. Democrats, actually, 27%. 54% of all voters not affiliated with any major party actually think he's being controlled by the extreme left as well. The vast majority of people undocumented. By the way, you can't say illegal anymore, otherwise they'll put you in the gulag. So undocumented aliens, the vast majority, according to Biden, are not Hispanic. Even if that were true, which, again, I don't know how I can know that, but nobody cares. See, this is what Biden and all of you on the left don't seem to get, can't put it through your thick skull. I don't care where you're from. This has nothing to do with your heritage. I don't care if you're from Mexico or Guatemala or Russia or China. If you're here illegally, you are breaking our laws and must be punished for that. Now, I'm not saying you got to go to jail, but you certainly can't get fast-tracked into citizenship. So they're talking about 11 million illegals. It's probably more like 30. We've had this conversation probably 300 million times, it feels like. The idea, or you think that there are only 11 million. We've been saying 11 million for how many years? Right? And you've got people coming across the border daily. I mean, in some cases, we're talking about thousands of people a day coming across the southern border. How is it mathematically possible that there are only 11 million illegals? Right? So there's a net gain of zero every day from the folks coming across to the folks who are here dying? I don't believe that for a second. So we've been saying 11 million. We've been saying 11 million for at least 20 years. At least. So I agree with the MIT study that puts the number probably up around 30 million. But I want to go back to what I originally said on this topic, which was, it's not who's here. It's really not. Ask any conservative. It's not who's here. We don't care who's here illegally. We don't care what background you are, what nationality, what religion you are. We don't care about any of that. We only care that you're here breaking the law. That's it. So to try to make it out to be a racial thing is completely disingenuous and unfair. And one more quick one before I have to take a break. So Biden's best friend, the Chinese, who unleashed a Wuhan flu on the planet and has killed, you know, 500,000 Americans as I'm speaking to you right now. So China not only sent us this Wuhan flu, now they're sending us counterfeit N95 masks, according to the DHS. So we're purchasing, why we're purchasing anything from China is beyond me. But not only do they give us this dreaded Wuhan flu, COVID-19 coronavirus, we are now in business with them to get these N95 masks that apparently don't work. So they kill us coming, and they kill us going, and yet our president still wants to be all kissy face with his friends over on the Pacific Rim. So there you go. All right, listen, I got to get to a break. We'll take a quick one. We'll come right back. You're listening again to the USA Radio Network.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way!
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A member of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department thinks Tiger Woods was awake when he was pulled from a vehicle after a serious accident.
I believe he was conscious based on the feedback I got from the deputies.
Captain James Power speaking there on Fox News. He also says deputies didn't gather a statement from Woods.
I don't think they gathered a statement from him due to this, the circumstances, which, you know, in a situation like this, when deputies respond to a traffic collision, with possible injuries and the fire department has to remove somebody from a vehicle, we kind of stand by and let the fire department do their job.
New CDC rules are coming out for those who've been fully vaccinated against coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying he expects the agency to relax some of its recommendations, particularly for people in the same family who are now protected. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-12.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root and Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know I love Liberty HealthShare. Anybody's ever
listen to the show knows. And I've done good with Liberty Health Share for 4 years, going on five now. Because it's a Christian health care sharing ministry, not an insurance company, that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty Health Share has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starts as low as $200 and change per month. And for a family, $500, $600. I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna, and they were covering nothing because I had a $10,000 deductible. It's ridiculous. My four children are members of Liberty Health Share. I put their lives and health in the hands of Liberty. Liberty Health Share saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is the way health care should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, and tell them War sent you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. The great Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. We have so many great friends over at the Heritage Foundation. By the way, just go online, heritage.org. And joining us right now, Doug Badger, visiting fellow, domestic policy studies. And we appreciate him coming on. Talk a little bit about our friend, Mr. Cuomo. I guess when Cuomo is... Is he the actual godfather? Is he Michael? I know who Fredo is, but in that crime syndicate, which one of them is the governor of New York? Is he the Don?
Yeah. I hadn't thought about that in those terms. He certainly has had a very successful career,
right,
politically, and been elected governor of New York multiple times and state AG and so forth. But, you know, he's facing a real crisis now, and it is largely of his own making.
This isn't one of those, or is it? Maybe this is one of those things. A lot of times the cover-up is worse than the crime. I don't know if that's the case in this one, or is it? I mean, what's your opinion on that?
Well, you know, when you're talking about the deaths of thousands of frail elderly and the losses that their families suffered,
right,
through all of this, it's hard to say that the cover-up is worse than the crime. Now, I'm not holding Governor Cuomo personally responsible for these deaths. I know it was popular for President Biden to blame Trump for the COVID-19 deaths. That certainly was unfair, and I wouldn't do that for Governor Cuomo, but he certainly pursued policies that made matters worse in nursing homes in New York. That's almost indisputable. And then somehow or other, his administration vastly underreported the number of those deaths and continued to withhold that information until the state attorney general finally came out with a preliminary report, and then the dam broke, and now he's trying to explain what he did and why he did it. It's a very sorry tale.
Here's the question that nobody seems to be able to answer for me. Now, everybody makes mistakes, and they're forgivable. But did he make that mistake and then double down on it and do it again and again and again?
It's so hard to untangle all of that. And, again, we're learning more than we do a month ago, but there's still a lot more to be uncovered, both the federal investigation and the investigation by the state legislature, I suspect, will uncover more details about this. But
right,
it's inarguable that first he issued a policy in March of last year that required nursing homes to accept COVID-19 patients. Now, it seemed like a bad idea at the time. I'm a Floridian, and Governor DeSantis was widely criticized for not allowing hospitals to discharge people with COVID-19 into nursing homes, but obviously he made the right decision there, even though he was faulted for it. There's no doubt that it worsened the situation in nursing homes. But what was strange was, for those of us who were looking at the data, somehow New York was looking like an outlier among all the states in how few people were dying in nursing homes. It just never made any sense as to why that was, but the governor and his administration stuck to their story until it was exposed that, in fact, they were not classifying nursing home-related COVID deaths as nursing home-related COVID deaths, and that's why their numbers look so good.
So politically speaking, is this something that can wreck him in the end?
Well, you know, that's something for the voters in New York to decide. He certainly has critics in his own party, and I don't think we've heard the last from the state attorney general. Remember, what we saw there last month were her preliminary findings. And I expect that there will be more to say. I'm sure some nursing homes will be having to answer some very uncomfortable questions about their practices. And it's the potential that others in the Cuomo administration will face some very serious questions, both from the state AG and from the legislature, as well as the ongoing Justice Department investigation. Don't think we've heard the last of this, but it's certainly the sort of thing that has and can unravel political careers.
We're talking with Doug Badger from the Heritage Foundation. Let me completely pivot and switch gears and talk about vaccines. They're really going out of their way to try to make a point about how safe, in quotation marks, the vaccines are. What's your position on these vaccines, the rollout, the mutation of the virus, et cetera? Fauci has been talking about this a lot lately.
Well, you know, first of all, I will say my wife and I get the flu vaccine every year. We're older, and it seems like a prudent step. Flu vaccines, in terms of effectiveness, are often in the 40% or 50% range.
Right.
A vaccine with a 95% effectiveness is almost unheard of, at least when it comes to, these respiratory diseases. So I wouldn't take that as a negative. On the other hand, you make a very good point that variants have emerged and probably others will. And there is a question about whether the vaccine will be effective against those variants. At this point, it appears that at least the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are, but new variants may well arise, and who knows? So, I mean, people need to make a decision about that. As I say, we're older. We probably will get the vaccine. We both had COVID and fortunately had mild cases, so we already have antibodies, so we'll wait a while before getting it. But, you know, that's a calculation people have to make. There's no, as you know in life, there's nothing that's 100%,
right?
And everything carries risks and benefits, and people should inform themselves, talk to their doctors, and get a and get their doctor's opinion and the opinion of others who are knowledgeable about this, and make a decision.
Yeah, but with those risks and benefits, like you just said, and I agree with everything that you're saying, somewhere along the line, I feel as though they're going to either mandate this thing to, let's say, travel on an airplane or go state to state, and then you're getting to a real slippery area, really dicey at that point, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, this this virus has followed a very unpredictable course. You know, people always theoretically said that variants could emerge and so forth, but for the better part of a year, we never saw one emerge. And all of a sudden, now we start to see several. And at the time the vaccines were developed, of course, those variants didn't exist, so we don't have data on how effective they might be. So there's always going to be uncertainty in life. One of the things that was so frustrating about the lockdowns and, you know, all of a sudden now people want to wear two masks instead of one mask and so forth, is they want to, you know, it's almost like they're reaching out for a level of safety that doesn't exist. You can't totally protect yourself against this. And unfortunately, our public health people have sort of perpetrated the myth that you can, you know, distancing and lockdowns and so forth, school closures and whatnot, are going to make this thing go away. And It won't, and it hasn't. And they need to do a better job of giving people options for better protecting themselves.
From the Heritage Foundation, again, Doug Badger is our guest. Doug, where can people find out more about you? Got a Twitter handle or anywhere that they need to go, a website?
Best place to go is heritage.org. If you enter my name, Doug Badger, B-A-D-G-E-R, you can see some of the things that I've written over this time and co-authored. We have the Heritage Foundation has produced a whole volume of literature on the COVID-19 pandemic. And, you know, if you want to get smart on this issue, it's a good place to go. It's not just me. It's a dozen of my colleagues who have written about this from various perspectives and very, very high-quality material.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate your time today. Hopefully we can talk again down the road, but I thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you have a good one. A new friend made from the Heritage Foundation. Go online, heritage.org. All right, I'm out of time for this segment. I've got to run. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election. All of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased. My brain fog is gone. I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And, of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne will be here right after the top of the hour. One of my absolute favorite guests to bring on. 30-plus years of military expertise, and I try to bring him on whenever I can. The one and only Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Stephen, I hate to do this to you, but I have to start with this. Break down Coca-Cola, the real thing. Forcing their employees to complete an online course about being white or being too white, I guess.
I did. I mean, come on. This is, first of all, I don't like online training. I think it's a waste of time. But second, it's... Yeah, you know, and I'm sure some people get mad about that, but they'll get madder about this. But this is so racist to do that. You know, so you are saying that by definition, if someone is born with Caucasian genes, that they are a racist and need training and need to be deprogrammed from being that white. I got to tell you, I've met racists of all sorts of colors, all sorts of religions, all sorts of ethnic backgrounds. Race is not something locked in to one particular, or racism is not something that's locked into one particular race. I know that's not popular right now. There are some academics who say, well, you can't be racist if you're a minority. Well, yes, you can. And programs like that Coca-Cola program, in my opinion, are racist. And, you know, if you find somebody who's got racist tendencies or racist opinions and you want, as an organization, to give them training, go for it. We do the same thing with people who have other kinds of problems. But to slander an entire race and say you have to be less white, that, in my opinion, is the height of racism itself. And shame on Coca-Cola for doing that.
So just to pick out one of the pages from this online course, I guess, to be less white is to be less oppressive, less arrogant, less certain, but I don't know what that means, less defensive, less ignorant, be more humble, listen, believe, break with apathy, and break with white solidarity. I'm like you. I'm speechless.
Come on, a couple of those things would be good, and they should apply to everyone.
Right.
I've met a lot of black people and Hispanic people and Asian people who have problems in those areas as well. You ever listen to Al Sharpton? Have you seen a man more arrogant and more entitled than him? He's black. You know, this is an individual problem, not one that touches everybody in an entire race category. And to think that way, again, I say, is racism itself. And shame on Koch for buying into that and thinking that by accommodating that kind of thinking that they're going to make themselves better or they're not going to alienate people. Good luck. You're alienating a lot of people because it's poor academics, it's poor thought, it's ridiculous logic, and it's racist.
It's insulting. I think it really is. It's insulting to all of us. I think it's insulting to everybody, not just white people. I think if I were black, I'd be insulted that somebody would feel like they have to do that. Before we get into anything else, I did want to ask, I don't know if you ever had any dealings with Rush Limbaugh, but we haven't talked since he passed away. He's obviously the voice of the conservative movement for so very, very long. I don't know if you had anything you wanted to say about him.
I would just join with all my Heritage colleagues and offering our condolences to his family, wishing him a rest in peace. He suffered a lot of stuff, and he may have annoyed people, and he may have alienated some people, but he was willing to say things that other people didn't, and in the process gave conservatives a voice that wasn't there before. I mean, he was really the guy who gave talk radio all the power that it now has. Not power in a negative sense, but power in that it's a legitimate outlet for people to speak. Conservatives seem to dominate it. I remember when liberals tried to break into it and said, oh, we're going to have an alternative. We're going to have liberal talk radio. And it fails completely. I guess liberals are too hoity-toity to just listen to the radio. but it's, Rush Limbaugh deserves credit for that. You don't have to like his opinions. I have a lot of people that I admire that are flaming liberals that I think, actually contributed to our culture. And I think liberals should look at Rush Limbaugh the same way. He contributed. He expanded the role of the people in our political process. Maybe they don't like that because now they got more problematic people like you and me around. But he's the one that deserves credit for that.
Good point, Stephen, really. And I was shocked. Not really shocked. You know what doesn't change, though, unfortunately, is the vitriol between the left and the right, Stephen, because the partisanship and the nastiness and the ugliness, even after he died, people going up on social media saying that they were happy he was dead. I was floored by that. I shouldn't be, because that's the culture we live in, but it's a really sad day when people can celebrate an entertainer's death because they had a different political point of view than you. Steve, I gotta go. I just looked at the clock. Time for me to run. Thank you, as always, Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. The one and only Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it here on the USA Radio Network.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start